In order to get back into the swing of the sugya, let us just start from the Baraisa and the Beis Amid Aleph. Tano Rabbonon, Melech She'omad Be'esrim V'tisha Ba'odo, a Melech that was Omad, he became Melech Be'esrim V'tisha Ba'odo, Kivin She'igiyah Echad Benissin, so as soon as it becomes Echad Benissin, also Leishona, so the first year ends, and this is called his second year. Rashi says, also Leishona Kleima Kolso Leishona, so this year ends, you start counting the second year. What if he first became Melech Echad Benissin? So you don't start counting a second year till next year Nissin. So the Gemara starts explaining this paraisa. Melech she'omad be'esrim v'tisha ba'odo. Kivin she'igiyah echad benissin also leishana. It becomes Reish Chodesh Nissin, so this starts, so this year ends, and they start counting the second year. Hakamash malam. So the chiddush is the Nissin Reish Hashana leMelachim. Number one, that Nissin starts a new year for the Melachim, and number two, v'yayim echad b'shana choshev shana. And one day in the year is called the year already that you can start already counting the second year from Reish Chodesh Nissan. Vim loy omad elot be'echad benissan. But what is if he first became Melech Echad benissan? Ein meinin loy shana ad sheyegiya nissan acher. So the second year will start next year Nissan. Fregt de Gemara Pshita. If he first became Melech Nissan, versteht sich that the second year will start the second year Nissan. So the Gemara says, Loitzriche de imnu alei me'oda. It is speaking about that the sarim were memanehim oda, omad. The coronation was Chodesh Nissan. But the sarim already appointed him to be a melech in oda. Mahu de teime nimnu lei tartin shtim. I have a havamine that we should already reckon this for the second year. Kamash melon, that even though it was imnu alei me odo, we do not count the second year from Nissan. The first Nissan, the second year first comes around the next year Nissan. Tanu rabbonon. Anu baraisa. Meis ba'odo, if the old melech died in odo, va'omad acher tachtov ba'odo, and a new melech became melech in odo. So you have two melochim which are melech in odo. So the Baraisa says, moinin shana loze ve'loze. So your meine ashana loze veloze. What does that mean? So Rashi says as follows: Habo lichtoiv shtar ba'odo. If a person wants to write a shtar, there were two kings functioning in other, ruling in other. There was the previous king. He was nifta the middle of other, and then there's this king that was oimit after the ptira of the first one. So habo lichtoiv shtar. He wants to write a shtar after the second one became king. So the halach is as follows. Im rotzo lichtoiv b'shtar b'shnas ploini lamelech shemeis kosev. If he wants to write, this is the fifth year, let's say, of the dead melech, that's good. Because he was melech this chodesh. Ve'im rotzon, if he wants, koisev b'shono rishoyne lemelech pleini shomad. And if he wants, he can write, this is the first year of the new melech. So Rashi translated, loze v'loze, that the vav is a loshen oi. That means if he wants, he can write it for the first melech. If he wants, he can write it for the second melech. The Turei Eben asks, why does Rashi have to say like that? Maybe the Beraisa means that since both of them were Mlochim, this Chodesh, so you have to write in the Shtar that the Shnas of both Mlochim, Lozeh, Vilozeh. You have to write for both of them. Rashi learned the Vav means Oy. Why did Rashi say like that? And the Svas Emes brings the Rabbeinu Chananel Taka learned like that. Let us just see 1 minute in the Rabbeinu Chananel on the side. This is around, in the Rabbeinu Chananel, it's around 8 lines from the top. Tanu Rabbono. Meis HaMelech Ba'odah, Va'omad Acher Tachtov Bi'odah. So you had now two Melochim in order. Meinim Shona Lozeh V'Lozeh. Klima, what does that mean? Im hoysa zu hashona, shona asiris lemalchusoi. If this was the 10th year of the first king, moinim, so you write in the shtar, eser shonim lemelech ploini. This is the 10th year of the first melech, vishona lemelech sheomad. And this is the first year of the new king. Ubenisin moinim shnashniye lezeh hamelech. So that's how the Rabbeinu Chananel Taka learns. The Rabbeinu Chananel Taka learns that the Beraisa means to tell us, Moinim Lozeh Velozeh. So here we have Machloikis HaRishayim. If it means Rashi learns you could be Moinim for either one, Rabbeinu Chananel learns that you have to be Moinim for both of them. That's case number one. Case number two. Meis Benissin. What happens if the previous melech died in Nissen, v'omad achar tachtov b'Nissen, and the new one became melech in Nissen, before we had it, this occurred in Adar. Now the Beraisa is telling us that the Misa of the old melech was in Nissen, and the omad achar tachtov was b'Nissen. Moinim shona lozeh v'lozeh. Now here Rashi, let's see what Rashi says over here. Meis b'nissen, v'omad acha tachtov b'nissen, v'hu adin im omad be'echot mikol achadoshim sha'ad nissen. We became melech from all the chadoshim sha'ad nissen, habo, ורויצה לימנס בכל השטורס, שיכתבו מי שעומד השני למניין שני שרישן, מיינה. That means, that Rashi says as follows. Here it says a chiddush already. Meis b'nissen, the first melech died in Nissen. Nissen was the new year. ועומד אחר תחתו b'nissen, and now someone else became melech in Nissen. So Rashi says, V'hu adin im omad be'echod mikol achadoshim shad nissen nabo. Let's say the new king, he died in Nissen, and the new king became melech in Tammuz. V'roitze limnois b'chol ashtoris, and now the person who's writing the shtar wants to write Tammuz sheyichtevu mishomad asheni leminyan shnoi sarishin. It's Tammuz already. But he wants to write the shtar lemelech horishin, to the first melech. Meine. So that we see is a chiddush. What is that? He's dead already. But al kaponim, we'll see the chiddush is that even since when the new year started, he was melech. So this year is called, this is the 10th year of that melech, even though he's not melech anymore. But since he was nichnas, Beseich Shonezu, so we say this is his year. Behoroitze, if a person wants, Koisev Beshone Rishoine Lemelech Shomat, if he wants, he'll write Shone Rishoine for the new Melech. So that's the second case. Meis Benissen, Vomad Acher Tachtov Benissen, Moinin Shone Lozeh, Vilozeh. So if you want, you could write Shone Lozeh, the first Melech, Velozeh. A third case. Meis Be'odo. The previous king died in Odo. Va'omad Acher Tachtov B'Nissen. And the new Melech became Melech in Nissen. Moinin Rishoino L'Rishoin. The previous year, That goes to the first king, because he was king that year. He was Mezbaodo, so that year is his. Ushni Alisheni, and the new year, starting from Nisan, we're Moina Alisheni. That's the third case. Now the Gemara is going to explain all the three cases, but let us see what Rashi says. Ushni Alisheni, Habo Lichtoiv. A person wants to write a shtar. Misha Omadze, Lo Yimne Shone Shniye LeMelech Shemes. He can't write this year, the new year, for the old Melech. She'ain Shone Zushaloi, because he never was a Melech in this year. The previous case was he was a Melech Benissin, so as long as he entered this year, so we call this is, let's say, the 10th year of this Melech. So the whole year is considered the 10th year of the Melech. But if he died before the Rosh Hashanah Lemlochim, he died other, so you can't write this year Al Shem HaMelech HaYoshen, Shein Shana Zu Shaloi. That's number one. Number two, V'lo Yimne Esari Shaino L'Sheini, you should not be Meine the first year, the previous year, that means that's before Nissan. V'lo Yimne Esari Shaino L'Sheini Likrei Shana Sha'omad Boshniye, Elo Shniye Zu Rishaino L'Sheini. The second year, that means from Nissan, this is the first year for the second Melech. But Adar is not, he wasn't a Melech at all, Adar. So Adar, you can't be Meine for the Sheini. So we have here three cases, and now the Gemara is going to explain each case. Omama, now the Gemara is going to start explaining. Meis ba'Adar. The first king died in Adar. Va'omad acher tachtov ba'odo, and the second king became melech in odo. Moinim shone loze veloze. So you moine a shone for the first one, and you moine a shone for the second one. Frechte gemore pshite. What is the chiddush? Let us learn the way Rashi said. Rashi says if you want, you could be moine for the first one. If you want, you could be Meine for the second one. So the Gemara asks, Pshita, so that's Poshit. The first one was a Melech in Odo, so you could say it's 10 years, this is the 10th year of the first Melech, you could say it's the first year of the second Melech. What's the Chiddush? So the Gemara says, Mahu de Teimo Shato Lebeitrei Loimoninan. I would think that you cannot use 1 year lebeitrei. Kamash malon. Now what is the hava mina that you shouldn't use shato lebeitrei? So Rashi says as follows. Mishenichnes bo hamelech shemeis. We're speaking about this case that the first melech died in Adar. The new melech became melech in Adar. So Rashi says as follows. Mishenichnes bo hamelech shemeis. This melech, that he was melech this month, afilu yom echad, is lo yichtevu kol shana zu b'shtar leminyan melech ha'oimid, ela lemelech hameis. That means, since he already was melech already in this year, so I would think that he has a din kdime. He was the melech. By him, this month is a continuation of the previous malchus. By the other one, he's just coming in. So I would think, shato lebeitrei loimoninon. You would not be moine this chodesh for the melech hasheni. So it's kamash malon. That both, you can be moine for both of them. Kamash Malon, that Shatel Beitrei Loimoninon, Kamash Malon, that you are Moine for the second also. Meis Benissen, the second case, the first Melech died in Nissen. V'omad Acher Tachtov Benissen, and the second became Melech in Nissen. Moinin Shone Lozeh V'lozeh. So we say that this could be the Shone for the old Melech and a Shone for the new Melech. Pshite. So the Gemara says, Mao de Teime, ki amrinen yoim echot b'shona choshev shona. The first melech was only a melech one day. So I would say, when do we consider that yoim echot b'shona choshev shona, it's considered that he was melech a yim? Ki amrin yoim echot b'shona choshev shona b'saif shona. That's tafke, the end of the year. The end of the year, that's the Gemar Hashone. So if a person was Melech, the Gemar Hashone, so you call, you say that he was, this was a year for the Melech. We'll see Rashi says a little different. But ki emrin yemechet b'shone choshev shone b'saif shone. Avol b'tchile shone lo yamrinon. But the beginning of the year, we don't say this. Kamash Malon, that if it's on the beginning of the year, we also say this. Now let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says as follows. Went b'soif shana, ki goin melech ha'aymet ba'odo. When did we say that was the first baraisa? We said that the first baraisa, we said that if a person became melech odo, so we say Yemechet Choftes Odo became Melech. We say Yemechet B'Shana Choshev Shana. That's B'Soyv Shana. Kigoyim. Melech Ha'oimid Ba'Odo. Kol Soloy Shana. So the year ends K'sheyetze Odo. V'choshev Loy Yoyim She'B'Soyv Shana Zu. K'Shana Shleima. So this day, the last day of the year, is considered Kishana Shleima. Liyoy Shana Haba Nikra Shana Shniya. That the second year is called, that from Rosh Chodesh it's called Ashana Shniya. Avo Yoyim Echot Betchila Shana. But in this case, that the old Melech was only a Melech one day in Nisan, lo yachshev lo yoim echot shana. You shouldn't rechen yoim echot shana. Vlo yichtevu shtar b'shana zu lishmoy mishemeis. I would think since he died, lo yachshev lo yoim echot shana. You shouldn't rechen that one day is a shana and the whole year is called a shana already. Now, Dachsech Mir, Rashi said a different lumdis, what the Maila of Soif Shana is. What I would think the Maila of Soif Shana is. Let us again see the Rashi. Rashi says, Kigoin Melech Ha'oimed Ba'odo, Kol Soloi Shana, the year ended, Ksheyotza Odo, when it became Oisoda, his year ended, V'choshuv lo yoim shebesayv shana zu, the last day of the year, kishana shleima liyois shana ba nikre shana shniye. So Dachsami Rashi says, if it would only say the first baraisa, I would think that it's considered a year to make Nisan a second year. That means it never said in the baraisa that you could be mine for the new king, that the last day of Adar you could write, this is the first year of the king. Could be, Yom Echad B'Shana Choshev Shana, it's called a year that Nisan will make it a second year. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. Yom Shebesayv Shana Zuk Shana Shleimo Liya Shana Bonikre Shana Shniyim. It's not called a Shana by itself. It's called a shana legabe, that the second year, that from this should be called his second year. But it's not really called, this one day is not called, that this is a year that he is melech. That's what I would think al kaponim. So therefore, if he just started off one day to say that he's a melech a whole year, that I wouldn't say. So that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that afilo betchilas hashana, You're considering that he was a melech. By being a melech one day, we consider this whole coming year is considered the shana of this, of the old melech. Now, let's say the last case. Meis ba'odo. The king, the old king died in Odor. V'omad acher tachtov benissen. And the second melech became king in Nissen. Moinin rishoyna l'rishen. So the previous year, that's miyuchis to the first king. Ushniya, and in the new year, l'sheini. In fact, the Gemara Pshita, so what's the Chiddush? That's Poshet. He was Niftar Odo. So that year, we're Miyachis to the Malchus of that Melech. The other one became a Melech in Nissen, so that year is his. What's the Chiddush of the Baraisa? Pshita. So the Gemara says, Loitzriche de Imnu Olei Me Odo. That this second king, even though the coronation, they were Moshayachim in Nissen, but it was Imnu Olei Me Odo. They were Memanehim Odo. That means the Sorim decided that he should be a king in Odo. Umelech ben Melechu. And also another Mila, he's a Melech ben Melech. So that means even though Bepoyo, he was Yoishev al Kisei Malchusoi in Nissen, but Odor, he had two things going for him. They were Memanehim for a Melech, and he is a Melech ben Melech. We'll see in Rashi what the Mile is of this. Is Mao de Tema Nimnu Lei Tartin Shnim? So I would think that that when it becomes Nissen, this new Melech should be considered that this is his second year already. Kamash Melon, so the Beraisa tells us no. That even though he had these two Milas, you start counting his Malchus from Nissen and not before, so Nissen is the first year and not the second year. Let us see what Rashi says. Umelech ben Melechu. So here the Gemara mentioned two Milas to consider that he should be considered that his Malchus, that we should consider that his Malchus started from Odo. So Rashi explains, the imishum de imnu alei, that they saw him decided that he should be a melech leitzrich lashmina. You don't have to tell us that we're not moine from them. The shamina la mireisha. That was, we learned this halach. We learned that if the Amida was Nissen, even though they were Mamanehim from Oda, you start counting from Nissen. Abol hashte de ika talti. But now this Bereis is coming to tell us there are two milas. Number one, imnu alei. Number two, he's a melech ben melech. This talti. So I would think that we're moinehim mikamaise from other already. Kamash melon. So this Barais is telling us, even though there are two miles, you are not moine this new melech, only from Nissen. V'taim shel davar. What is the reason? Lefisha Malchus Yerusha, because Malchus is a Yerusha, Tersiv Laman Yarich Yomim Amam Lachtoi Hu Bonov. So Rashi is very, very schwer. Rashi is very difficult to understand. Rashi, the Havamin of the Gemara was that I would think, since this Melech has two Milas, he, there is Imnu Alei, the Sorim held that he's a good Melech. Number two, he's a melech ben melech. So what's the mile of melech ben melech? That's a Yerusha. So I would think these two miles would be enough to consider, that we should consider that his malchus already started from Odo. Kamash melon. You don't say that. V'taymoy shodova. Why don't you say that? So Rashi says v'sha malchus Yerusha. So what kind of reason is this? It's a very shvera Rashi. We try to say a pshat. I think maybe the Chassam Sofer learned like this. I'm not sure. But it's a shvera Rashi. The Marsho, the Kani Reim, everyone speaks about this Rashi. If one wants to be matrik, the Dol Chaner, the Maritz Chayis wants to say the Lefi is not a reason Not a reason why you don't say it. Lefi is a reason what is a mile of Melech ben Melech. But it's the Rashi is a little shaloi bim koimai. Rashi first wants to say what the sugya is telling us, and Rashi goes back to tell us what the mile of Melech ben Melech is. Perhaps Pshat and Rashi is, which is a very difficult Rashi, I saw the Chassam Sofer explains what's Pshat that Malchus is a Yerusha. The son of a Melech becomes Melech. So the Chassam Sofer says, he's Mevayer as follows. There's a tremendous difference between a Goyish king and a Yiddish king. A Goyish king, so really the country that he's ruling over belongs to him. It's his. That's a Goyish Malchus. The country is his. Memele, if he dies, so his son will be Melech. That's a din Yerusha. If a millionaire dies, so his son will yashin $1 million. Doesn't matter if the son is a chacham, he's a tipesh. That's the din Yerusha. He takes over what his father possessed. The father owned the country, so Memele, now the father died, so he takes over the country. That's by Malchei Akum. By Malchus Yisrael, there's no such thing. It is not pshat that the Melech owns Eretz Yisrael. It never was like that, no. Eretz Yisrael belongs to Klal Yisrael. He has the privilege and a schus to be a Melech over Klal Yisrael. Fine. Now, what kind of Yerusha is there when he dies? If the Malchus doesn't belong to him, it's a schus to be a Melech over Klal Yisrael, so what kind of Yerusha is there? So the Chassam Sofer explains the Yerusha is as follows. La halacha, we learn out. If the son of the Melech is equivalent to the Melech b'chachme u'b'yire, afilu we have another person, another candidate who is better than this son. He's a bigger Yirei Shemaim, a bigger Chacham. There's a din that if the son is equivalent to the father, so he takes over the position of the father. There's a din of b'noi koidim. That is a Yerusha dikedin. You don't have to be mamanahim. Automatically, if he's loy to he has the milus of his father, he's a mamala mokim of his father, afilu we have a candidate which is more choshev than him, the din is Malchus goes over b'Yerusha. That is the Yerusha of Malchus Yisrael. Yisoid number one. Number two, the Chassam Sofer says, and that's, he brings down a Rambam. Number two, the din is, we mentioned before, like when someone becomes a melech, there's a coronation. It wasn't a ceremony. There were Mosheichim, there was the din Meshicha B'Shemen. In order to become a melech, you had to do something in order to make him a melech. There was a Meshicha B'Shemen. Now, this halacha was only applied to a new melech. A new melech, you have to make Mashiach. A melech ben melech, it's a Yerusha, so he doesn't have to do anything. Automatically, he's a melech. So now, let us understand, so what happened over here? We had a melech ben melech, his father died in Odo, and we say that it's a Yerusha. So why do you start counting in this? You don't need anything. There's no ceremony. There's no Mashiach. That automatically becomes Melech. So what's happening over here that we say his Malchus starts in Nissen? Why don't we assume that his Malchus starts in Odo? It's a Din Yerusha. Yerusha works automatically. Zoktach Sam Seifer, the Gemara is speaking about that first, Besden had to be done one nekude. Is he a memale mokim avoisav? Is he equal to his father biyire ubechochme? So memale, his status as follows is, he's eligible for Malchus now without anything, but we have to be boidik. Is he eligible for Malchus? So Memele, that is the inyan of Melech Bel Melech. Mitzad Echot, he's a Melech right away without anything. Mitzad Acher, they were not Boidik yet if he's Roy Lemalois Mokim Aviv, if he's equal to his father, Bechochma Beire. So Memele, because there's a Chesoren Bedike now, we cannot consider him a Melech. Now, it could be, that's what Rashi says. Now, what was the case of the Minui? It says they were Mamanahim also. What was the case of the Minui? Could be the Chassam Sofer, it's very unclear. The Minui wasn't that they were Boidikim and he's Oymed B'Malui Savoiso, because then automatically he becomes a Melech. The Minui was before the Bdike, the Sarim wanted him for different reasons to be a Melech. So there was a Minui mitzad the Sarim, and there was, and he had a potential that he could be Melech als Melech ben Melech. So it could be the Kamash Malon is that you can't be mitzaref these two koiches, because they're two different oifanim of how to become a Melech. If it's a Yerusha Dikidin, so you don't need any, you don't have to be mamitim for a Melech. Automatically he'll become a Melech as long as he's accepted after the Bdike. If it's a Minui Dikidin, so you have to be Moshiach and Beshemim. So could be that's what Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying the whole mile of Melech ben Melech is mitzad Yerusha. You can't add an apple and a pear, the two different koiches. So the mitzad Yerusha, he doesn't have a shame Melech because it's before the Bdike. Mitzad the Minui, he doesn't have a shame Melech because there was no Mashiach yet. There was no ceremony yet. So that is why we don't consider him a Melech till Nissan, when they made the Bdika ready, and then he was accepted. Could be that is Pshat and Rashi. Let us see Taisvis. Taisvis Avul Betchilas Shana Loi. The Gemara had said, when do you say Yom Echad B'Shana Choshev Shana? If he became a Melech, Chof Tes Adar. So then we say that when it becomes Chaydish Nisan, this is the second year. But if the old Melech died a day in Nisan, so I would think you don't consider that he's a Melech for the whole year, for the whole next year, because it's Tchilas HaShoneh, it's Kamash Melon, that he's considered a Melech that year also, even though it was only Tchilas HaShoneh. So when we learn Agemara, from Agemara we see that there's a Maila of Soif HaShoneh over Tchilas HaShoneh, and the Kamash Melon is that Tchilas HaShoneh also gives him a Shei Melech. The imtaima, so Taisvis asks, the lav kalvachaimahu, kidamrinen lekamon bepirkin, uma nido shein tchilas hayoim, oila la besaifa, saif yoim oila la betchilosa. But let us just explain for 1 minute what the Gemara says further in Daf Yudam Ad Aleph. The Gemara says further in Daf Yudam Ad Aleph, min ha-toyre anide is 7 days tomei. Now how do you count 7 days? Let us say the first day she saw, let's say was Sunday, but she saw a minute before the Shkia. So Sunday is the first day. When is the seventh day? The seventh day is Shabbos. But the seventh day that is Shabbos, if the seventh day does not end a minute after Netzach Hamah, you need a complete seventh day. The night to the eighth day, she becomes toil with Tvila. But you need, so we see like this, the last day has to be complete. The first day, even a fraction of the day is also considered a day. So which is more chamor, the beginning or the end? So you see from the Gemara, by neither you see that the beginning is gringer than the end. The seventh day, you need a complete day to consider this is the seventh day. The first day, even a mitzvah shayim, is considered the first day already. So now let's see the innovating contesis. Uman nida. She'ain tchilas hayoyim oyla la b'soifa. When you're up to the seventh day, it is not considered a complete day till she finishes that day. But soif yoyim oyla la b'tchilasa. But the end of the first day is also considered a day in the beginning of the minyan. So we see that beginning has more kulis than the end. And our Gemara says fakert. The Gemara says, I would think, when do you say Yom Echad B'Shana, Choshev Shana? That's by the end of the year. But by the beginning of the year, I don't say that. So fakert Taisvis, Shana, Shi Yom Echad, Oila B'Saifa, fakert. If we say that the end of the year, it's considered a year already, and now Nissan we're going to start the second year. So avada givis the beginning should zicha be considered a year, because we see the beginning is more kal than the end. So Taisa says laf pirchehi, this is not a kasha. Adarabe. The din hu ba'oimid acher tachtov be'odol. The mainim loishana b'shvil yoim echad aynu b'tchila shnoisov. Ke'ein nide shesoif hayoim oilo lo b'tchila so. Avo meis b'nissin loyimne loishana b'shvil yoim echad. Ke'ein da haynu soif shnoisov. Ke'ein nide shayin tchila sayoim oilo lo b'soifo. So Taisva says you're making a big toys in Cheshbon over here. By Nida, we say as follows. If a person has a certain amount of days to count, so his first day is kal than his last day. The last day you need a complete day. The first day you don't need a complete day. So we're speaking about a person and we're cheshbening which is more kal, the first day of the cheshbon, the last day of the cheshbon. So Taisa says, so fakert. So if you're looking at it in that light, a person who became melech the last day of Odo, that's the beginning of his cheshbon. The melech, the old melech who died the first day of Nisan, that's the end of his cheshbon. So if you want to be medame, if you want to be medame, these two melochim to the cheshbon of Nida is fakert. So the melech who died the first day of Nisan, this is the last day of the cheshbon. Don't look that it's the first day of the year. By Nida, we're not speaking about the day of the year. We're speaking about in the cheshbon. Is this the beginning of the cheshbon? Is the end of the cheshbon? By Nida, we see only that the end of the cheshbon is more chomer than the beginning of the cheshbon. So fakert, that stems with our Gemara. The melech that died the first day of Nisan, that's the end of his cheshbon. So there's a svara to be machmer over there. The new melech that became melech choftes odor, that's the beginning of the cheshbon. So memele, there's a svara to be mekel over there. So if I kept going with the inyan of nide, our gemara stims. The imnu olei ma'odor u'melech ben melech. The gemara says that the last beraise is speaking about that even though he became melech Reshchoidish Nissen, but they were Memanehim Odor, and he was a Melech ben Melech. So Taisus asks, Afal gav de leel sagi lo betayma dimlo leimi Odor, before the Gemara also said that that's the Chiddush, even though there was imnu aleimi Odor. So I would think that you start his minion from Odor, kamash malano. So why do you have to say now in this Bereise, two cheshbonis. One, it's imnu leimei yoda, and two, he was a melech ben melech. So Taisa says, ochi lei sagi lei behochi. The mahu de leel shamini lei. Fakert, that chiddush we learned from the first beraisa. So memele, now we have a new beraisa, so the beraisa can repeat the chiddush of the first beraisa. So this beraisa wants to be moisef, that even though he had two milas, he was nimne odor, he was a melech ben melech, afal pikein, you start counting from Nissen. So Taisva says, vahach reishe, the first beraisa, vahach gabi adodi misnayan. That means they both were learned together. So memele, so they both learned together, so the second beraisa is to tell us a bigger chiddush than the first beraisa. Vafilu loy misnayin gabi yadodi. So the Marshal says pshat, even though if we look in our Gemara says a separate tonor rabbonim. So from our Gemara it seems there are two separate beraises, but the Gemara knew lemaisa they're one big beraisa, even though it's brought down in our Gemara as two separate beraises. Kedashkren, and Tosfos says, we find the same thing in another Gemara, that even though it's brought down in two separate Beraises, the Gemara considers it as one Beraise. Beperik et poshet, kabihod desanye. There's one Beraise that says as follows. Kesef bidinrin. A person wrote in a shtar, I'm going to give you silver. How much silver am I going to give you? Bidinrin, the worth of two dinrim. So there are two types of dinrim. There's dinrei zov and there's dinrei kesef. So the Braise says, ein poches mi beis dinrein zov. He has to give him kesef. He has to give him silver that is worth two dinrim zov. Period. That's one Braise. Bahadur tani biidoch, there's another Braise. Zohov bidinrim, he's going to give him gold that's worth two dinrim. Ein poches mi bishnei dinrin kesef zov. So he has to give him gold, the value of two dinrei kesef. Uporich abasro, so the Gemara asks on the second Beraise, Dilme dava prichi betrei dinri komale. Maybe it means he has to give him gold, the value of two dindrim of zov. Why do you say you should give him gold, the value of two dindrim of kesef? He says, you want to take away from me? You have to prove that it means dindrei zov. Dindrim could be kesef, dindrim could be zov. So therefore, if you want it, get zov, you have to prove it. Uporich fakte gemore ehoche reishe nami. So ibezoi, if there's such a klal yad bala shtara tachtoine, so why in the first case, when he said kesef bedinrim, there we say it means dinrei zov. Kloima behid de kesef bedinrim, nam avlo meimishe yad bala shtara tachtoine. Ubeshtei dinrei kesef, kaspe priche komolei. So you should give him silver worth two dinrei kesef. So what's that? V'afel gav shem beis bereises. So Taisus is just saying, even though in the Gemara they could be brought down as two different Beraises, af al pikein, the Gemara knew it's one big Berais, and that's why the Gemara calls it the Reish, the first Bover. But that's pshat in the Gemara. Now we're starting a new psanu cheshbon. We're finished with these cheshbonos. Oma Rabbi Yochanan minayin lemlochim she'ein moinim lem elo minisim. How do you know, that's what it said in the Mishnah, Malchei Yisrael, you start counting their year from Chodesh Nisan. So how do you know this? She'nemar, it says in the Pasuk as follows. Vayehi, this Pasuk is speaking about when Shlomo Melech started to build the Beis HaMikdash. Vayehi bishmoinim shona va'arba meyi shona letzeis b'nei Yisrael mi'eretz Mitzrayim. It was 480 years after Yitzias Mitzrayim. Bashona horevius, the fourth year, b'chodesh ziv, we'll see is chodesh iyar. Hu achodesh hasheni limloch shloimei al Yisrael. So, and then he decided to build the Beis HaMikdash. So this pasuk is telling us, this pasuk is describing when did this occur. So first the pasuk tells us it was 480 years from Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's number one. Then it tells us there was the fourth year of Malchus Shloimei. Bashona harevius limlech shloimei al Yisrael. It's the fourth year of Malchus Shloimei. So it's telling us two dates. It's the fourth year of his Malchus, and it's 480 years from Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's makish Malchus Shloimei li Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the pasuk is being makish.